Maine Marine Resources officials say the state's elver season is getting off to a slow start, with only small numbers of the tiny eels being netted by harvesters. As A.J. Higgins reports, the quality and quantity of the juvenile eels are expected to improve as temperatures climb in April.
Maine's elver season opened on March 22nd, but the fishing has been poor, according to State Department of Marine Resources spokesman Jeff Nichols, who says colder than normal temperatures have kept landings down.
Things are pretty slow. I mean, this has been a very cold spring, and, you know, we've got more snow on the way, which suggests that the water temperature is probably going to remain pretty cold. But we do anticipate, with warming waters, you know, the migration is going to happen. The elvers are going to show up and things will pick up. But at this point, you know, what we're hearing is that things are pretty slow.
During banner demand years, the baby eels have been gobbled up by the Asian market to drive prices above $2,000 per pound. According to the State Department of Marine Resources, last year, nearly 1,000 fishermen landed more than 9,300 pounds of elvers, also known as glass eels, that were valued at more than $13 million. DMR spokesman Nichols says the industry expects average value similar to last year, when the eels were selling for a little more than $1,400 per pound. Maine is restricted to an annual eel harvest quota of just under 9,700 pounds. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.